In England, a crow named Betty has crafted a hook from a piece of straight wire. Crows are known to use curved sticks as hooks in the wild, but a use of an unknown material like wire is new. Oxford University professor Alex Kaselnik has seen Betty's accomplishment and joins me now from Linton, England. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about the experiment.
It all started with an observation that was quite unexpected, really. We were testing the ability of these animals to select between two supplied tools, one appropriate and one inappropriate, to see whether they would pick up the right one more than random, as it were. This consisted of one straight wire and one hooked wire, and food was hidden in the bottom of a well, a vertical tube of about 12 centimeters. And they started to do it. It was all right. But on the fifth trial, the male of the pair, we had a pair called Abel and Betty, and Abel took away the hook, the appropriate tool. And Betty was faced with having only a straight wire, and she tried to get the food with it, but couldn't. And to our surprise, rather than giving in, what she did was picking up the straight wire, wedging the tip of it on a crack in the tray, and in a very determined way to pull so as to form a hook, and correct it until it had the right shape, and then used it to extract the food successfully.
And how is this use of the wire different from something she might do naturally?
Well, what they do naturally, the closest thing they do to this that we know of, is to take off twigs from vegetation and remove the extra bits, the leaves and extra little twiglets, and leave the base in a form of a hook that they can use to extract larvae of beetles from trees. And this is entirely different because it's actually shaping a material that actually bends and stays bent in the shape that you give it.
What kind of conclusion can be drawn from this experiment?
Well, clearly, these animals have a very advanced level of intelligence in the sense of being able to use their previous experience to solve new problems. They can generalize from the experience they have in the wild and from who knows how much programming they have of their behavior in their genes to entirely new situations. And that's more or less a definition of intelligence that is worth using for us. But in relation to tools, they seem to be capable of solving problems which not even chimpanzees have been demonstrated to solve.
Well, thanks very much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
Alex Kaselnik is a professor of zoology at Oxford University.